Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast, the podcast that not only gives you the latest news of the week and the best guests, and we have a sensational one, Dirty Jeans is the book we're going to talk about in this segment. But not only do we tell you about Dirty Jeans, but he's going to tell you, our guest, Ben Lynch, Dr. Ben Lynch, will tell you how, in fact, you can change them to make them healthier. And that's the whole point of the program, whether the news of the week or the guest, it's to let you know what you can do to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. This is an exciting topic when you think of it, dirty jeans. You think of dirty dancing and you think of some other innuendos, if you will, that imply salaciousness or whatever you want that's exciting. But this is even probably more exciting. Dr. Lynch talks about how to clean up your dirty jeans. And I'm going to use the example of MTHFR with him. And we'll also talk about a glutathione gene that he talks about. This is a wonderful book because not only does he talk in the basics, the outline, the important stuff of how you use this, but he gets very specific about different genes and different gene patterns in the book. And everyone can learn an awful lot from this book. So, Dr. Lynch, what motivated you to write about dirty genes? And I guess the basic thing we should talk about is, what do you mean by a dirty gene?
Thank you, Doctor, for the invitation of being here and supporting your audience. Much appreciated. So a dirty gene is basically a gene that's not functioning very well. It's not able to function at its best. And you're thinking, okay, well, that's great. But now you need to back up and say, all right, well, what's the gene do? Well, a gene does work. And if a gene is not performing work and it can't do it very well, now you get symptoms, and the symptom of that is a dirty gene. And, well, what work are genes doing? Well, the genes are performing the work that you give them. So if you are inhaling polluted air, and we breathe 11,000 liters of air every day, and it's full of diesel smoke or gas smoke or phthalates or, you know, what have you, then you are creating work for your genes because that air goes somewhere and it actually gets into your body, into your blood, and your genes are like, oh God, you're doing it again, and they have to get to work to clean them up. And if you have dirty genes in your glutathione pathway, then that air pollution is going to make them even dirtier, and you're going to get symptoms of headache, irritability, neurological disorders, and so on. So that's it. And so I just want to inform people that every action they take, every moment of every single day, that is resulting in their genes performing the work. And if you are performing actions that make your genes work harder and not smarter, they're going to let you know, and they let you know by giving you symptoms.
Now, genes, when they're turned on, they produce proteins. That's some of the work they do. And when they're off, they don't. And that's how we have heat maps of genes. And one of those genes that some of us may not have or some of us may have and is one that relates to folate and its metabolism into thymidine. So that's one of the genes you talk about in the book, the MTHFR complex. Can you talk to us about why that's a good example and why it's important for us to know about it?
Yeah, MTHFR is a really important gene to discuss because, one, it has a very, very important role in the body, and two, it's very, very common in the population to be born dirty, or it's very common to get dirty. And so there's two types of genes that are dirty. So you can inherit a quote-unquote dirty gene from your mom and dad. So you're born with a dirty gene, and that means that gene is at birth not functioning very well. It's either moving too fast or moving too slow, and it's not getting enough work done. Or it can get dirty through the environmental impact that you are giving it through your choices or, you know, the environment that you're in. So MTHFR's job is to produce the body's number one form of folate in your blood. So we think of folic acid and all this marketing around it and public health policies as well to reduce neural tube defects and increase healthy pregnancies. But that's not the type of folate that our body wants at all. Your body wants methylfolate primarily, and MTHFR's job is to make that. And if you are born with a dirty MTHFR, then your ability to make methylfolate goes way down. If your levels of methylfolate are too low, then you're going to have problems in a very, very important pathway called methylation. And that aside, what happens is your homocysteine levels go up. And homocysteine is a marker, a lab test that you could probably, your doctor's looked at it or you've heard about it. And this is a really good, simple way to see if your MTHFR gene is dirty or not. So if you order your homocysteine and you look at your test and you're like, wow, it's actually really high, you actually might have a dirty MTHFR gene. It's not set in stone, but you might. And you might need actually more methylfolate and you might need to be avoiding folic acid. And that's a great, simple way to suss it out.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
A lot of the vitamin companies use methylfolate as their means of providing folate in a vitamin. If you happen to get a vitamin with folate, does that antagonize the methylfolate, or does that antagonize it if you are have a dirty MTHFR gene, or is it just not used?
That's a great question. So folic acid is pervasive in the foods that we eat, so namely processed foods. So anything that's packaged, if you turn it around and you look at the vitamins that are used, folic acid is probably the type of folate they're using. And also you get folic acid in your vitamin drinks, energy bars, and a lot of supplements. And so what happens is that folic acid, it does absorb into the body very well. It does a great job at that. It also binds to your cell receptors, so the folic acid is supposed to, you know, bind well to those. And it also binds well to the proteins which carry your folic acid around the body and your folate around the body. The problem is like you say, it antagonizes, it actually competes with your body's main form of folate, which is methylfolate. So it actually is not good to have around. You want to have methylfolate binding to your receptors, and you want to have methylfolate being carried around by your transport proteins in your blood. And if folic acid is sitting on both of those, the methylfolate's waiting for its turn, and you are going to be what's called functionally folate deficient. And that is a huge issue. So by simply avoiding folic acid-containing supplements, foods, and processed foods, and eating more folate-containing foods such as leafy green vegetables, and also liver contains folate as well, then you will be supporting your folate genetics and your folate machinery in your body, and you will be getting rid of that folic acid, which is synthetic. If you avoid eating it, your body will just get rid of it in a few days, and it's nothing to worry about.
Now, talk to me about the glutathione gene, because we have three, as I understand it, three in-cell antioxidants, glutathione, catalase, and SOD. And one of them you talked a great deal about in the book, and this is, I want to talk about Dirty Genes is a wonderful book that people can use as a reference book for all these genes. But one of the things you talked about was a GTX or, if you will, a GTX complex. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so glutathione, as you mentioned too, is one of the body's main antioxidants. And so you might know the word free radicals, and you hear about those, and you take vitamin C, which is okay, you know, it's decent, but glutathione is major, and it's way more powerful and way more effective than just vitamin C itself. So you want to have sufficient glutathione on board, and there's two genes which really work hard in using your glutathione, and those are GPX, glutathione peroxidase, and its job is to get rid of a compound that your body makes in order to fight infections and what also accumulates after certain genes do their job and also after exercising or stress. And this is hydrogen peroxide. So hydrogen peroxide is basically what you know that, right? You sometimes use hydrogen peroxide on yourself, on your cuts and your wounds. Never put it in your wound, by the way, go around it. Your body actually makes it to fight infections and signal your immune system, and among other things. And glutathione gets rid of the excess, and it turns it into water. And so if you have a dirty glutathione peroxidase, a dirty GPX gene, now this hydrogen peroxide sits around longer, and it actually destroys a lot of your cells, and that's its job. But you don't want to have too much of this hydrogen peroxide around. So if you have post-workout soreness, or it takes you a long time to recover after an illness, the chances of a dirty glutathione peroxidase are pretty high. And plus, if you have early onset gray hair, meaning that you get really stressed out and your hair turns gray, that is also a sign of a dirty GPX gene or low glutathione. And you see our presidents, they start their term with good-looking hair and they end it with very dirty hair. And there's the other gene is glutathione transferase, SGST, and I talk about both of them in the book Dirty Genes, and its job is to bind things like heavy metals, arsenic, and mercury, and pull them out of the body and pee them out. And so obviously, if this gene isn't working very well, what happens is your arsenic becomes more toxic and stays in your system, and it interferes and dirties other genes. So having your glutathione genes of GPX and GST clean is super, super critical.
And what's the process? How do we get better glutathione genes? How do we get them from being dirty to clean? So with folate, we know with MTHFR, we learned that it was methylfolate. What's the way this works?
Well, there's a couple different things here. So if you're born with a dirty GST gene, your ability to get rid of arsenic and mercury goes down. And there's no real vitamin or mineral associated with this gene to make it work faster. So vitamins and minerals don't really work here. So what you really need to do is avoid the intake of them, of these things. So you need to really say, okay, I'm not going to eat tuna fish anymore. You know, that's gone. You need to filter your air because we have mercury in our air, especially here in Seattle, Washington, because we have the clouds coming in from China, the air from China dropping mercury from the coal-powered plants that they use over there. So you need to, avoidance is number one, and arsenic is found in brown rice, apple juice, chicken, and drinking water. So you've got to be eating healthier foods and filtering your water. So avoidance is number one. Sauna is number two. Sweating is actually a great way to eliminate mercury, as found out by Dr. Stephen Janus of Canada. He's written many papers on this, using hyperthermia to sweat and get rid of mercury. And then for glutathione peroxidase, you need to actually have sufficient selenium on board in order to use your glutathione if it is available. So you need to have adequate selenium. You also need adequate riboflavin to recycle the damaged glutathione back into good glutathione. If I'm losing you all here on this, don't worry about it. It's all explained in Dirty Genes for you to make it really, really easy. And then you can also supplement with liposomal glutathione as well.
So one of the keys is, in fact, since our interview is fastly approaching our time limit, we've been talking with Dr. Ben Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. DirtyJeans.com is the website. Dirty Jeans is a wonderful book that explains, as he has said, all of this pretty easily and pretty well, and talks about the many of the other, quote, dirty jeans. I've never thought of them as dirty jeans. I've thought of them as either on or off and either helping us or not helping us. But I think this is a very nice way of easily thinking about letting your jeans help you. As you know, we have about 22,000 genes, but we have the DNA for about 300,000. Most of the rest of the DNA is switches that turns those genes on and off. And as Dr. Lynch well explains in the book, you get to control that by some pretty easy techniques you use. And that's what Dirty Genes, the book that Dr. Lynch wrote, is all about. Wonderful book. Dr. Lynch, thank you very much for the interview. And Ben, thank you for good engineering. And especially to our listeners, thank you for downloading us. Please do tell your friends about us. Rate us. 50,000 of you download us about every week. So we thank you. And the more of you who do it, the better our guests. If you want to send me information about guests or suggest guests, go to ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com, and you can send us the name of guests or other information. Again, thank you, Dr. Lynch, for a wonderful book, Dirty Genes, and for a really intriguing interview.
My pleasure, Dr. Rosen. Thank you.